Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم brothers, sisters, listeners السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to the program Keys of Life مفاتيح الحياة. We are talking about helping our brothers and sisters in faith. In the previous episodes, we spoke about giving them financial support because we said there are three things we need to give to them. Financial support, mental support, and emotional support. Today, we want to talk about mental support. Sometimes my brother and sister in faith, they are not in need of money. Alhamdulillah, they are very well off. They have all the required financials from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes they just need someone to talk to. They need someone to express their pains and suffering to. Sometimes they might just want to seek advice from you, to share whatever in their minds with you. To them, this means the world. And to us as a human being, sometimes this is all we need. We just want someone to hear us out. So I might be financially well off, but it doesn't mean I'm happy. It doesn't mean, for example, I'm happy with my spouse. I'm happy with my children. I'm happy with my coworkers. I'm happy in life in general. I have concerns. I want to speak to somebody. I want to feel good about myself. I want to, you know, get it out of my chest. Even Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, it was said that he would go to the desert and he would put his head in the ground or in the well, in the bi'r. And then he would speak and he would let things out of his chest. Or sometimes he goes with his companions like Kumail ibn Ziyad and he would take him outside or Abu Dharr and Ammar and he expresses whatever in his heart with them. So a mu'min sometimes needs another mu'min just to listen to. And for example, when it comes to the believers themselves, they, in terms of education, in terms of knowledge, obviously they differ. So sometimes we need to go to the people that we can and we find them worthy of talking to. A hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, ittaqullah, fear Allah, wakunu ikhwanan barara, and be nice and kind and gentle brothers to one another, mutahabina fillah, that you love one another for the sake of Allah, mutawasilin, that you keep your connection with one another, mutarahimin, having mercy with one another, tazawaru, visit one another, watalaqaw, meet one another, watadhakaru, and talk to one another, and talk about our affairs and bring it to life. So the Imam saying, if you guys get together, meet and visit and, you know, have mercy and love and compassion towards one another and sit together and talk about us, this is a form of giving each other that mental support that is required. And when it comes to, for example, accepting the nasiha of one another, the advice of one another, he says, the Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he says in his trust to his son Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, he says to him, أَمْحَضْ أَخَاكَ النَّصِيحَ, give him the best of your advice, حَسَنَةً كَانْتٍ أَوْ قَبِيحَ وَسَاعَتُ عَلَى كُلِّ حَالٍ, whether he finds this nasiha to be good or bad, just give it to him and help him in any situation. This is sometimes the mental support that we need from one another. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amoli, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتی جنان است چه فرون دماغی و سواب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatih al-Hayat. So we are saying that we need to give our brothers and sisters in faith the mental support. And sometimes this mental support manifests itself in different ways. Amongst the ways that manifests itself is that I need my believing brother or sister to come to me and say to me, look, you know what? You have this and this wrong. You should fix it. This is some support that I need. Amir al-Mu'mineen and even Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, they say, أَحَبُّ أُخْوَانِ إِلَيْهِ, the most beloved of my brothers and sisters to me. Brothers and sisters in faith, obviously. مَنْ أَهْدَى إِلَيَّ عَيُوبِ, he who gifts me my faults. So a person comes to me and says to me, this is something that you say is not right. This is something that you do is not right. Maybe you should change it. So any faults in me that someone points out is actually a support, it's actually a help from that believer to me. And I should accept that with an open mind and open heart. I shouldn't say to him, well, no, how dare you say this to me? And a lot of us do this when we hear people saying things about us. And out of concern, of course, we take offense to it. Why should you take offense to it? If you think that you've done something wrong, sit down, listen, because this will help you, protect you, make you a better person. You know, I see one of my brothers in faith doing something wrong and I come and tell him. It's not because I hate him, it's just because I want to make him feel and look bad. Rather, I want to make him look good because he is a concern to me. So the Imam says, the most beloved of my friends, my brothers and sisters, are the ones who gift me my mistakes. Even, for example, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, they talk about when it comes to our brothers in terms of mental support, that sometimes we need to stay away from their enemies, not to take them as friends. And this is something that sometimes we do. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says, do not take the enemy of your enemy as a friend. And in return, what seems to happen is that your friend will become your enemy. And he will say to you, well, this guy is your friend, then I'm not going to be your friend. And he also said, salamullahi alayhi, asduqa'uka thalath, your friends are three. Wa'a'da'uka thalath, and also your enemies are three. As for your friends, your friend and your friend's friend. وَعَدُوَّ عَدُوُّكَ, and the enemy of your enemy. So these are three of your friends. Your friend, his friends, and the enemy of your enemy is also your friend. وَأَعْدَاؤُكَ, as for your enemies, عَدُوُّكَ, your enemy, number one. وَعَدُوُّ صَدِيقُكَ, the enemy of your friend. And three, وَصَدِيقُ عَدُوِكَ, and the friend of your enemy is also your enemy. So in terms of giving our friends and our brothers and sisters in faith the mental support they need, we cannot limit it to one thing. So for example, when it comes to us helping them in any shape, way or form, we have to do that. In terms of giving them, for example, the adequate advice also we are required to do so when it comes to even supporting them in not being enemies of their enemies. This is something that we also need to do. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.